Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzman TV's talking here. And which way is our country going? Well, today I have one of the most common sense former senators I know. We have Senator Joe Lieberman, who was in the same predicament a few years ago with almost a tied election. Good morning, Senator Lieberman. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. I'm good. As a matter of fact, I just got an email from a friend who asked whether I was suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome based on my experience with Al Gore in 2000. But, you know, it's 20 years ago. I do see similarities, but life goes on, and so does the country. I'm going to share with you, because we're both family people, when that was all over in 2000, my mother, of blessed memory, says to me, "Sweetheart, please remember, you didn't lose your life. You just lost an election. You got a wonderful family. You got a great job in the Senate. You got a wonderful future. Go enjoy it and do good things." And I hope that's the attitude of people who don't end up on the high side of the count for president after all the litigation is over.
Oh, well, Senator, me and you are very similar.
Yes.
Well, I'm a moderate. I could be a moderate Democrat. I could be a moderate Republican. I think it's irrelative.
Right.
We're both Americans, and we both love America, and we both love common sense, and I like your assurance to the American people that regardless what the end is going to be, will common sense prevail?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, I have a great confidence in the country and in the people of the country. But I don't want to be naive about this. I mean, in one sense, both Biden and Trump did well on Election Day. I mean, looks like Biden's, after the litigation is all over, going to get to be the next president, first candidate for president to defeat an incumbent president in 28 years, and he's bringing in with him a first for America, the first woman vice president who happens to also be an African-American woman. So it's a step forward in America. But President Trump did very well, way beyond the expectations, and he is the leader also of a great force in our country. Now, the question is, can we get together, notwithstanding our differences, and get some good things done for the country, solve some problems? And I think Joe Biden is uniquely positioned to do that, John. I know him for decades. I don't say how many decades because it might make him and me seem a little older, but I can tell you I served in the Senate with him for 24 years, and he's a bridge builder. He's a problem solver. He always worked across party lines with people who were not only in the other party, but sometimes far to his right, and that's why he got things done. So, and I think he understands from things he's been saying lately that in addition to solving some of our big problems like the virus and getting the economy back soaring, surging again, The big challenge is going to be to unite our country and in the most direct and close sense to work together with Republicans in Congress. Looks like the Republicans are going to take the Senate. Not clear. Maybe won't be until the runoffs in Georgia in January. But it looks like that now. And that means that the two most important people in Washington are going to be Joe Biden and Mitch McConnell. And fortunately, they have a history of working together, and I hope they will again for the good of our country, just as you said, John.
One thing with the Democratic Party, and you're a very religious man, and I'm a very religious guy, too, and that worried me about the attitude of certain people. Certain people in the Democratic Party that were almost anti-Christian, anti-Jewish, and anti-God. And do you believe that the Democratic Party now will stand up and say to these people, enough is enough, let's move forward?
Well, I sure hope so. And I think you're right, John, and really in a broader sense. It had to do with respect for people of faith. It had to do with respect for law enforcement. It had to do with respect for our basic free enterprise market economy. There's a lot of places in America, and you could see it, including some races here for Congress, for instance, in New York, where the Republican candidates were campaigning against the Democrats, saying that they were socialistic, they were not supportive of law enforcement, they wanted to defund the police, and that they didn't have the same values on religion. And when you do that, when the Democratic Party makes itself vulnerable to those kinds of criticisms, then you're losing touch with the American people who are basically not socialists. They're free market, free enterprise people who want to get rich themselves. They're not socialists. They are believers in God. God runs far ahead of any politician or any poll I've ever seen in America, thank God, if I may put it that way. And they support law enforcement. They don't like the idea of reacting to perhaps a bad behavior by one or two or more police officers, small minority of police officers, by saying, let's defund the police. The police are there for us. So, you know, I've been through this before. I remember during the 60s, 70s, some sense 80s, that the Democratic Party began to lose its way. In 1992, Bill Clinton came back and reconnected us with the mainstream, including faith, because he was religious and still is. And I think we got to make sure we do that again. And I think there again, Joe Biden is able to do it. He is a devout Roman Catholic. He's basically a free market guy. He's certainly not a socialist. And he's always had good relations with the police. So one of the big challenges for President Biden will be to try to push the left-wing Democrats out of the tent. They deserve a seat at the table, but they're not in charge. President Biden is in charge, and he should follow his instincts, which I think, from knowing him a long time, are good and centrist and mainstream and bipartisan.
The consensus was the after Supreme Court rulings in Florida when you ran with Al Gore was that if you guys would have stuck by it at the end, you would have won Florida. Any regrets?
No. I mean, I'm not sure that would have been the case, although, you know, it is true that a bunch of news organizations sort of did a review of all the voting some months after in 2001. And they concluded, it's a little bit, you got to follow this, they concluded that if everybody went to vote in Florida, was able to cast their vote for who they wanted to vote for, that Al Gore and I would have carried Florida and therefore been elected president and vice president. But a lot of them were frustrated for various reasons. Bad voting list, the ballots with the butterfly ballots in South Florida. So there was a moment, which I wrote about the other day in the Wall Street Journal, where after the U.S. Supreme Court shocked us, and in the case of Bush v. Gore, sided with Bush and said the order of the Florida Supreme Court to have a statewide recount could not go into effect. And I'll never forget that Al Gore called me to tell me that decision had come down. It was Tuesday evening. I think it was December 12, 2000. And he said, some of the lawyers think that's it. We don't have a legal recourse anymore. We got to stop. But other lawyers are arguing very strenuously that we can go back to Florida and make the case that they should go back to decision they issued a few days ago in order of a statewide recount. And he asked me, what do you think? And I said to him, you know, I haven't read the decision, but I can tell you what my instinct is. Always felt it as a lawyer, and particularly Attorney General of Connecticut, if you think you got a reasonable case, why keep it in your pocket or in your desk? Take it to court. And if the judge thinks you don't, then you don't. If the judge thinks you do, then you got a door opened for you. Al said he'd think about it, call me back. And after midnight that night, and he said to me, I've decided to end it. I don't think we're going to succeed in Florida. And even if we do, the Electoral College meets next week. They won't be able to meet. If a recount starts statewide, it may not even be done by Inauguration Day, January 20th. For the good of the country, we got to stop. And, you know, I even though it wasn't what I advised him, I had great admiration for what he did. And ultimately, I think he did the right thing for the country. And I hope, as the litigation over the election of this year at the presidential level goes on, at some point, one of the parties, presumably it'll be President Trump, will have to say, I've taken this about as far as I can take it without interrupting the orderly transfer of power in our democracy. I'm going to go out. Maybe I'll run again. Maybe he'll say I'll run again in 2024. Who knows? I don't expect him to go quietly into the night. I'm sure he'll continue to be active in politics. But at some point, you got to put the country first, and I hope he or Biden, if it turns out that way, will do that. That's exactly what you were saying before, John. You know, we're Democrats, we're Republicans, but really, it's all about this great country that we're blessed to live in, and that's what has to come first.
Well, President Trump is a tough competitor. I'm sure he'll end up at the Supreme Court, and. Well, God bless America, whatever. We argued at a table last week with a bunch of friends, Democrats and Republicans together. And at the end of the day, we sang the song, Que sera, sera, whatever will be, and we're still going to be friends afterwards.
Yeah, I agree. And then after you sing that one, let's sing God Bless America together.
I agree with you 100%.
All right,
Senator,
John,
thank you so much for giving the American people some insight.
Always a pleasure. Listen, don't ever bet against America. We're going to be okay.
Thank you. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.